The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, Tandy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. And first on this podcast, we're going to hear from Kat Duverti about her decision to return to Stars.
Yeah, pretty excited.
And it's great news that you're back on court. Have you missed being part of the Super League?
Yes, I actually have. I've missed playing netball. I'm a self-confessed netball nerd. So I've watched a lot of netball. I've watched the Super League when it was, the COVID edition. I've been keeping in touch with it all, the Silver Ferns and the Roses. So, yeah, I'm actually excited to be playing, a little bit nervous because, you know, my body's a little bit different to what it was a couple of years ago. So, just truly happy to be back and playing netball.
There'll be plenty of mothers in and around the league. Have you been keeping up your fitness following the birth of Bash?
Yes, after the birth of Bash, yes, I was. It wasn't netball specific at all. It was just because it was lockdown. Actually, I was just getting out onto the rugby field and running with my husband. So the netball specific movements have been very limited. So just getting in amongst all of that now, because netball, as well, now it's completely different to just running a straight line. So trying to get my body back like that. And look, I had my boy Leo. I got pregnant with Leo when Bashy was quite small. So yeah, it's been a bit hard on the body, but I don't think it's anything I can't handle, and I'm being supported quite well. So yeah, just getting out there. And as far as all the mothers that are still playing netball, yeah, I do admire them and I watch them, and they're a little bit younger than I am. So I'm hoping I'll handle it as good as they have. It's just another challenge that I'm up to.
We know that Claire Max as well is going to be back at the Sirens, and it's important to not only have your teammates, but those around you as well.
Yeah, she's been one to watch. It's pretty cool to see her come back so soon after having her beautiful little girl, Lucy. So it's pretty admirable. I'm sure when things get pretty hard for me, I'll ring her and cry about it so she can tell. So she can encourage me a little bit. It's pretty different, but it's not impossible. And it's great that we have Super League really encouraging women to find their way back to the netball court after having babies, because it is something that we can do and it should be something that is supported. So it's awesome.
You said yourself a bit of a netball nerd. Have you been keeping an eye on the other signings elsewhere?
Yeah. I've watched a bit of the movement. I think it's pretty exciting for the league to have such movement. There's a good for us at the Stars, you know, we've gained a few players too from different teams that are really going to bolster different parts of the court. I mean, we've also lost a few in the likes of Georgia and Nia, who are going back home to Wales. So I mean, it's only good for the competition to make sure that we strengthen some of the not so competitive teams from years previously, but also to make sure that these individual players are playing with different players all the time, because then it'll make them so much better for the future for their international duties too. So movement is great. Sometimes it's scary, but it's great, especially for the fans.
I mean, we've seen Peace go to Storm and obviously Shadeen and Nat at Thunder. Your signing up to Stars is well up there.
I am a huge fan of myself. Yes, Andy. I think it's good to just bring some of, the experienced players back to also show how marketable this game is in the UK, where it's a little bit behind in terms of some of that professionalism stuff. So to come back and really get people looking at netball again and making sure that we're getting some of these other players on the court and seen, so that you can just see how great this game is. So it's awesome that Peace has come back. She's a massive part of netball around the world. She is such a beautiful human and she's really good at what she does. So she's going to bring such a lot to Surrey Storm as well as some of their upcoming players. So, you know, Shadeen coming back, there's a lot of stuff happening around just these individual players coming back that I don't think everyone's ready for, which is great.
How was the reaction from everybody at Stars when they found out you were joining?
I had a conversation with a couple of them. We've got a few young ones that I was also a part of the coaching staff for this year. Yeah. So I have spoken to a few of the shooters quite frequently. So it's a bit different now. I'll be taking the court with them, which is good for me, because I think I'm better at doing than explaining. So it'll take a load off me to be honest. It's easier to play. But it's all around exciting. It's a pretty new look team, so there's a bit of work to be done, but we're ready for it.
Mel said very much a powerhouse team as well, so that's nice. And obviously fans can only imagine that partnership between you and Liana.
Yeah, I mean, La and I are old heads. I think I just sent a photo to her that I found from 2011 where we were in the Silver Ferns and we're having a little giggle about how long ago we played together. So look, there's no doubt we're old enough to know that what sets us apart from everyone else is our flair, but that can also kind of be a bit of a thorn in the side for ourselves as well. So it'll be something that is good for us and bad for us, and it's about reining it in and bringing everybody in around it. So it's exciting, and I think throughout the court, Seven Stars are going to post a real evenly spread strength. So I think we'll be ones to really upset some teams next year.
Have you managed to see any of the training so far? Have you been in on the Zooms? What have you made from the other members that are in the squad?
I know a lot of them already. Obviously, yeah. Some of the new ones that are coming, like Summer Artman, I've not spoken with her yet, but Katie Harris. So there's a few new ones. I think Lissa's just giving us a bit of time to enjoy individual off seasons. So we're all getting back into training and trying to come together as soon as possible. But yeah, we've had conversations, we're doing one-on-ones, we're talking about it now, and she's making sure we're all getting the best of the last of our family time before we come together and start working. So yeah, excited.
You certainly sound glad to be making that return as much as we are.
Yeah, I am absolutely terrified. I am very excited, I'm very anxious. Like I said, my body is different. I've had two children. But also, I've been away from the actual game for a little while, so it's changed on me. I've watched it, but I need to be a part of it now. So, you know, getting amongst it is scary for me, but it's also the exact reason why I want to do it, because it's a challenge, and I've never backed away from a challenge. So when Melissa put this one in front of me, I sat with it for a little while, spoke with my husband, and then we had a little giggle like, oh my gosh, are you going to play again? And I said, I think I am. So we giggled about it, tried to think of logistics, you know, being a mum, and we decided that he was going to support me and I was going to do it. So yeah, we're all in for this roller coaster ride.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and determined to end 2021 on a bit of a positive note. Our good friends at Mintridge Foundation, they continue to make a difference, and they're going to be looking for small businesses to become a small business star. Alex from the Mintridge Foundation joins us now. Tell me a bit then about this new idea, the advent calendar.
Yes, so our Minties Advent calendar, we wanted to build on what we did last year and really showcasing how everyone can work together. I'm very conscious, being a charity, that we get our messaging completely right, and we're showcasing what we can do for businesses, what we can do for individuals, as well as obviously our beneficiaries that we look after day in, day out, as well as the support that they're giving us as a business or an individual. So this idea is very much a full circle idea. So we hope that everyone reap the rewards from it. And just to have a bit of fun as well at the end of the year in the best way that we can, as we approach normality, can we call it that now, with the world that COVID is bringing us. And that's the idea behind it. It's just to showcase in the best way that we can with our network, the small businesses that have been out there and have been going through a really tough time as well throughout the last couple of years. So we hope that this is the best way to do it.
Great idea from everybody there at Team Mintridge. And I suppose despite the challenges as well, we've all faced throughout COVID-19 so far, it's just about getting back out there and being able to support people.
Yeah, exactly. We're constantly battling, aren't we, at the moment with trying to live as normal life as we can, but also in a very safe way. So again, with this idea, we're not quite ready to host events in a big capacity yet. So we think of keeping our virtual world open is a great way forward. And with this advent calendar all taking place online, we think that that's going to help everyone. So we've launched it now, and we're asking small businesses to buy a ticket, and with that ticket they are entered into Minty's raffle. You will automatically receive some delicious Nibble, who I know are also friends of the podcast.
Yes.
But we're trying to make it a bit different, and we are having a Willy Wonka style Minty's golden ticket. So one of our small businesses will receive a golden ticket within their Nibble, and that will be tickets to see one of our ambassadors live. So two tickets to see one of our extraordinary Team Mintridge ambassadors in cricket or netball. We're just deciding which route to go down at the moment. And then following on from that, every business will get a door behind Minty's advent calendar, which we will shout about on our website and our social channels throughout the month of December. So a bit of fun, but again, going back to that key message that we want to raise awareness of businesses as well as what they're doing to help us as well. So really exciting, really fun, and yeah, just the golden ticket aspect adds the element to it too.
It would be fair to say that you have some wonderful ambassadors in the world of netball. For those of us that maybe are not aware of some of your ambassadors, just want to reel through a few of them.
Yes, we are so lucky. We have the wonderful Pamela Cookie, Ebony Asoro-Brown, and Georgia Lees, three extraordinary women changing the game for the better in their various fields, showcasing what you can do both on and off the court, and giving back to the next generation. So we are big fans of the three of them. Really excited for Ebony's recent news. As she heads down under from January, and it's just extraordinary what she's achieved as a new mum. So yeah, we're so proud of all of them, what they're doing.
Big smile on your face, you can tell it in your voice. I suppose for the foundation itself, though, now that things are getting a little bit better, maybe not totally back to normal, but have you been able to get out and attend more events in person more?
Yes, we have. So our school programs are nearly back to normal, which is great. So that side of the charity is running really smoothly. A few COVID cases has postponed our programs, but nothing on the scale that we anticipated, which is brilliant. And we are very much getting out and about again. We're big fans of networking, wherever that might be, just spreading the awareness, spreading the joy that the magic of Mintridge brings, to just keep growing the charity and growing the work that we're doing, that we're really seeing the benefits of.
I really enjoyed speaking to Danielle as well the past couple of weeks, so thank you for that. And just having somebody like that as part of Mintridge, it's special for you. I get you get as much of it out of it as they do.
Yes, and I sometimes forget just what a privileged position I'm in. Last night we have a Meet Minty squad where we bring all of our ambassadors together online to hear each other's stories from different sports, from their different pathways. And I just sat back to myself and thought, wow, how lucky am I to be hearing from Shona McCallan, a GB gold and bronze Olympic medalist, with other athletes from the netball world, from the cricket world, from the Paralympic world, all tuning in and them reaping the rewards from it, and just thinking what a privileged position this is. So we all love sport, and I think the power that it brings can never, it's never ending. And in so many different scenarios, and what can athletes learn from each other? They're already at the highest echelons of their career, and actually listening to something last night, they're constantly learning, they're constantly seeing, and I love it when they don't realize how magnificent an Olympic medal is and they forget. So it's a true privilege to do the work that I do.
On the website online, obviously it's got details about the advent calendar and things like that. Tell me a bit about Giving Tuesday and how that helps you.
Yes, so it's such a great initiative. It started in the US a few years ago now, and it follows Black Friday and Cyber Monday, And I think it just saw the world wanting to showcase what they can do and what they can do through giving. So we really harnessed that day and asked for support in whatever capacity that might be. It might be through funding. It might be through shouting about our work. It might be through giving some time to the charity or introducing us to other beneficiaries or corporates that can help. So we utilized that day as a bit of a reason, I guess, would be the best way to do it in the lead up to Christmas. And again, as I said before, helping and supporting the businesses that support us as well. So lots of different areas of giving, and it's great to see how other charities utilize that day too.
Limited spaces on the advent calendar, naturally we're signed up. Just remind us of how we can get involved.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's we have 24 doors, and as you said, a few doors have already gone. Purchase tickets through our website, which is mintridgefoundation.org.uk, and we have it on all of our social channels as well for the link to the particular page. So yes, we'd love to hear from everyone and hear how we can work together.
Excellent, Alex. Thank you as always, and because you're always on, we'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I like. Love the sound of my voice. Thank you.
Excellent. Cheers. Speak soon.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.